tonight's shiur is in credit to Ari, because I was going to cancel tonight and do it tomorrow night instead, but Ari felt we should... Vayichi Yankev Be'eretz Mitzrayim Shva Esrei Shono. So Yankev Avinu lived in Eretz Mitzrayim Shva Esrei Shono, and this parasha deals with the last couple of years of Yankev Avinu in Mitzrayim. And Rashi brings down the famous Chazal that this parasha is what we call a parasha stuma. And Rashi says, why is it stuma? So Rashi learns that the reason why the parasha is stuma is because Kol Zman Yankev Avinu was alive, so the Sheba didn't begin in its full sense. They were Golos, but the Koshi Sheba didn't begin. And Rashi says that if the Yankev Avinu died, it was Nistim Uyneim V'liv Mishol Yisrael Mitzoros HaShibu. Sheshchilu L'Shabda. So all the Mephoshim ask that if that's the case, the Stuma should be between Vayichi and Shmosh, not between Vayigash and Vayichi. Famous question. Right? Because Fakel, as long as Yankev was alive, just the opposite. If you look in Parsha Shmois, so over there it says, "Vayomos Yosef, v'chol echo, v'chol ador ahu," and then first it was "Vayokom Melech Chadash al Mitzrayim." Chazal actually tell us that so long that Yosef and the brothers were alive, Sheba didn't begin. So really, it was Yaakov Avinu and the Shvatim. So the stima, if at all, belongs before Parsha Shmois. Or going into Parashas Shmos, not going into Parashas Vayechi. So that's number one.
Where is it stuma?
From Vayigash to Vayechi.
Vayechi doesn't start off, it starts in the middle of Pasuk. There's no space.
There's one letter, that's all. What? Right. There's one letter. Just like it. Anyway. Al Kuponim, that's that. Then we have this first encounter between Yaakov and Yosef, Vayikruvu Yimei Yisrael Lamus. And Yaakov, it's understandable that Yaakov Avinu needs to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, Mikama Vakama Taimim, as Chazal tell us, why Yaakov wanted to be buried. Thank you. Why Yaakov Avinu wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. But it's modna that this whole nidun between Yaakov and Yosef is about kvura. But that's the whole meaning. Whole meaning. Vayikavu Yimei Yisrael Lomus, the ganze tzavo. The ganze tzavo. Somebody who wouldn't know better would say, "This isn't this a little bit self-centered? That this is Yaakov's whole tzavo. He doesn't tell him epis, you know, take care of the kids." The ganze tzavo, al no tikbereini b'mitzrayim. That's the whole tzavo. It sounds like Yaakov had benafshoi. This has to be. And like I mentioned several times in the last couple of months from the Kotzke, because it's such a emes avot, where a couple had a machlekes. This was in Europe. And the husband left over tzavo that the family should use every penny they have. He should be buried in Eretz Yisrael. And the wife told him, "That's not right. The children should get the Yerusha. You're not leaving one penny to your Yoshim. Everything's going on the expense to take you to Eretz Yisrael in those days, to go to Eretz Yisrael." So this was a Shalom Bayis problem. So the end, they agreed to go to the Kotzke. He was a Kotzke chassid. So the Kotzke asked him, "Your wife is right. What are you doing?" He says, "Well, I want to be buried in Eretz Yisrael." He said, "Yeah, but my high." He said, "They say that there's going to be tzar mechilas. There will be tchis hamesim. The bodies are going to have to roll. And it's not going to be a first class trip. It's going to be a little painful. So I don't want to have the tzar machilas. So the Kotzke said, can't you stop thinking about yourself already? Your whole life you think about yourself. You can't, even after death, you can't stop thinking about yourself. Your wife is saying the kids need bread and butter. But you're worried about the tzar machilas with chiz hameis. So if we take that story from Kotzke, we bring it to this week's parish. It's a mod nezach. That this is what Yaakov's message to Yosef is. No, we don't find any other message. Vayikuvu yimei Yisrael lomus, vayikuvu levnei Yosef, vayayim Elohim, namatsosichim beinechos, simnotiro, yod chotachas yurechi, sisayim adichas, vayimam nosip yoni mitzrayim. That's it. So Yosef says, instead of Yosef just saying, that I'll do what you said, he writes, onoichi ese kidvorecha. So all the Mepharshim ask that Yosef should have just said yes. Instead, he said, what's he coming to be Yosef when he said, I will do? So some of the Mepharshim actually learn that there were two shvuos here. Because Yaakov Avinu first says, which is already a shvua, Nikitas Chayfetz, right? And Yosef already says, Anoichi Esek Yidvarech. That's a shvua. So why again? So some learn that when Yaakov asked Yosef to do this, so Yosef gave him an interesting reply. He said, listen, als me I would do it. But I work for power. I don't know how he'll let me out of the country. So when he said, Anoichi Esek Yidvorecha, he was saying, Mitzidi, I'll do what you said. Meaning, Mimeni, it was like he was saying, Mimeni lo tehem niyah. I'm not going to stop it. I will do whatever I can. But he didn't give him the guarantee. So that was one shvur. Yosef said, I promise you, Mitzidi. But then Yaakovina told him, but there's an Eitzah. The Eitzah is, if you make a shvur to me, and then you can tell Parai. So the second time, that was a response to Yosef saying, listen, what can I do? I'll do my best, but Pari has the upper hand. To that, Yaakov Avinu said, if you make a shvur to me, now he'll be stuck. Because if you don't keep this shvur, you won't keep the shvur that you told him, you won't tell people that you know Lashon HaKadosh, and his whole kingdom will be in danger. So that's one, it's a shtickle play with the words, that's one way to learn the shakal of Atariah. I'll tell you more in Machshava, what was going on between these Lashonos. Tayyacha advorim ha'ele, tayyemel li'yosei finei ovicho choyle. So now Yaakov Avinu gets sick, and Yosef HaTzadik brings his two sons to his father. This is one of the most famous Shakla Vitarias between Yosef and his father. So Yaakov Avinu chooses to put his right hand on Ephraim and his left hand on Menashe. And Yosef tries to correct his father. He says, Loichein Avi, not this way, do it the other way, Kizeh Abcho. So we brought down from Ragit Shavah that the Ragit Shavah asked, how is he allowed to correct his father? Taloch and Shulchan Aruch, you can't tell your father, contradict him. So how was he able to say loy chenovi? Whatever, however we learned the pshat, but this was a whole back and forth between Yosef and Yaakov Avinu. And Yaakov Avinu tells his father, tells his son, Yosef, he says, don't worry about it. I know. Yodati b'ni yodati. He knows. So Yaakov Avinu gives Yosef HaTzadik's children brachas. He says, I'm giving them brachas like they're one of the Shvatim. Ephraim Menashe, Kiruvain v'Shimon Yuli, which is what he said right from the beginning. But he adds one added thing. Many questions come to mind in this bracha. This becomes one of the foundational brachas that we have, that Klai Yisrael have. Every father gives his son the bracha, Simcha Lekim Kefraim Uchmanash, which is asked by many from all of our historical figures. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlegansu, Shpizim. It's not Menashe and Ephraim. I mean, they were great guys, but they're not even one of the Ushpizim. Why do we dafka give a bracha? I understand, Yaakov told us, Reuven v'Shimon, Ephraim and Menashe is like Reuven v'Shimon. But they're not better than Reuven, L'chor. They're not better than Reuven v'Shimon. So why do we... Now this bracha comes to Targum Yonason. Targum Yonason says that how foundational is this bracha? B'chol yivorach Yisrael b'yoyim de mehilta. The day that you do a bris, you give a bracha, you simply give a bracha. Mamish, it comes out that this bracha is from the foundations of Yadus, this bracha. What's this bracha? What is this? That this is Mamish, the Yisoyi that Yisoyi, this is bracha. Another question is, why does Yaakov Avinu stick in Menashe Bechlal into the bracha? He just gave a whole Mishaberach that Ephraim is better than Menashe. Vayosem is Ephraim ufnei Menashe. So why would a father give his son a bracha that he should be like Ephraim and Menashe? Say he should be like Ephraim. He just said, Yaakov Avinu himself said that Yadati bin Yadati, Gamu Yilam, Gamu Yiglov, Ula Mochivakot, Yigdal Mimen. So what bracha do you want to give your son? He should be a shtickle big or he should be bigger? What's a pshat? It's a very modern nazach. If a person would give his son a bracha, he should be like Moshe Rabbeinu. And then he would say, you know, you should be like Moshe Rabbeinu and you should be like the Vilna Goyen. Not that the Vilna Goyen is gevaldik. But if you give me a bracha, Moshe Rabbeinu, it's Moshe Rabbeinu. Well, you have to say Vilna Goyen. You divide the Kroh. So I want to give a shtickle havon in this and tie it into a shiur that I gave recently in yeshiva on a different topic. I was talking about the inyan of Behemton Shol Sadikim. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Ta'kol Al Yedei. The Gemara says in Meseches Gittin, found in Meseches, the Gemara discusses, the Rishonim discusses in Meseches Shabbos, Ukedemet, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over a tzaddik. That he shouldn't do a chet. The problem is there's many theorists with this. So Tosfos has a very creative approach. Many contradictions in Shas. The Gemara seems to be saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects a tzaddik, that a tzaddik won't do an avera. Tzaddik has a protection. Almost like an immunity. He won't do an avera. Ragli chasid of Yishmo, or we had the Pasuk of Mishlei, Rav Daniel could tell us, lo yunil letzaddik kol oven. Tzaddik is protected. Right? Fine. But Tosfos says, what do you mean? Rabbi Shmuel Korah Vehita. It says that when Rabbi Shmuel read for the candle, he was Korah Vehita. Yehuda ben Tabai, he killed an Eid Zayman. Shalai Kedin. The Gemon Psavi Psochim Kuvov, Rav Yirmiyah made a mistake, he ate before Avdola. You see, Tzaddikim, it happens. Levi in Meseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Aleph came to Bavel Yom Kippur. They thought it was not Yom Kippur. He said, "Bosom Tavshilu Bnei Morova." He said, "The meat over here is good on the Yom Kippur. They're eating meat on Yom Kippur. They made a mistake with Kiddush Achedish, whatever it was." Tosfos says, "Shtekol Pshat Atam Afilu Shegigim." So, because of these problems, Tosfos suggests a possibility that it could be it's only for Macholos Asuras that a tzaddik is protected. He's not protected from everything. Tzaddik could do an aver. It's only Macholos Asuras.
It's like chicken with milk. There's no pasta that we can eat.
Yeah, that's fine.
So,
that's fine. That's fine. That's not a takol if that's the way he holds. So, Tosfos says it's only Macholos Asuras. That's Tosfos approach. So it's very shvem. Be'emes is mostly Rishem and Amash like that. The Rambam is Amash like that. Rashi says not like that. Rashi and Mishle says not like that. Rashi in the post of Kolovan, he says, any Dvar Avera. The Ran in Gittin says not like that. That a tzaddik is protected. From all Averas, protected. How do we answer Tosfos kashas? They have to be answered. But the truth is, Tosfos chiddush is a tremendous chiddush. Because Pinchas ben Yoel's behemah won't eat macholos asaras. Won't eat tevel. Why would that be for Pinchas ben Yoel macholos asaras? It's not macholos asaras for Pinchas ben Yoel. He's not eating. It's his animal. Still he was protected. From Yisra no. So the mashm. It's fair. Tosfos the emesis arrived, the Rishonim don't hold like this. The question is, what do they do with all these contradictory gemaras? So I wanted to suggest a pashat, the pshat. I think it's pashat. The Shoyel Meshiv has a tshuva in Chelik Beis, in Madur Beis, in Chelik Aleph Madur Beis, in the tshuvas of the Shoyel Meshiv, in which he discusses this. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Takol Al Yideyem. Does that mean that a tzaddik could go on autopilot? He doesn't have to be so careful. He has a protection. Ragoi chasidav yishmo, la yunit tzadik olovin. Meaning, if you hold like Rashi and the Ran, then not only machol sasurs, tzadik has a protection. So tzadik doesn't have to be so careful. Start coming to the restaurant, padats, rabbanut, yashgoch, nanashgoch. I'm here and I'm eating, so obviously it's okay. If it won't be okay, the Yebishter would stop. Zokta avadis in it, does it? Number one, he says, Ein Samechin al Anes. Avada, you can't be Samech. But then he says a beautiful idea. He says, this concept that the Gemara is telling us, that Behemten Shel Tzadikim Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Takol Al Yideyem, is not what you think it is. It doesn't mean that Tzadik gets extra some kind of immunity. He says, a Tzadik is the one who has to watch more than anybody else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzaktik B'chasidav K'chut Asayim. He says it's the opposite. Because a tzaddik is so careful, because a tzaddik is so nizer, so if an oinus happens to him, Hashem will protect him. In other words, if you do everything humanly possible you could do for yourself to protect the Torah, Hashem will kick in for you. Then you get extra protection. It's not that the tzaddik could rely on that protection, it's the opposite. The tzaddik exhausts every resource he has to do Ratzon Hashem. And Memele, Hashem makes sure that Takala doesn't happen. Memele, all the Gemara says. If a tzaddik has Hashem is nichshel, he doesn't do all he can, he doesn't get any protection. Rabbi Shmuel, Kara Vehito. The Chacham said, don't read Torah. He said, Ani Ekrev Eloyat. I'll manage. That was something else. He didn't get the Shmira. The Shmira means because if you exhaust every possible resource you have, then the Eibishter goes and he kicks him. The Eibishter does is mashal.
That's like more than
Ishtabim? Huh? That's like more than just Ishtabim? Yes, it's beyond the status. It's about exhausting every possible koyach that you have. Exactly, max. Which is precisely what we always say over from Evan Ezra. The Evan Ezra has a beautiful pshat in Tehillim. Koyve Hashem. Yachlifu koyach yalu eva kanashorim. He says, what's the pshat yachlifu koyach? It says, those who trust Hashem, they will have endless energy, right? They'll yalu eva kanashorim. They'll lift up their evorim like eagles. But it says yachlifu. They'll have an exchange of strength. Why say exchange? Just say yehelom koyach. So this is Ibn Ezra. I tirelessly repeat to the Talmidim. It says, there's no such thing. Nobody has endless strength. You have a limited strength. You're human. If you use all your strength, Hashem gives you more. Yachlifu koyach. If you use all you got, nobody's walking around with a endless power pack in the back. You have a battery. If you use it up, in Eretz Yisrael, they have the electric cars now, where the way it works is they have stations. You go, it's a fascinating thing, fascinating system they have. You change it in. You put your battery in, they give you another battery. They charge that battery and you drop that battery. It's basically your
exchange.
It's an exchange. It's mamish to Evin Ezra. Evin Ezra says nobody has endless koichas. If you use all the koichas you have, yachlifu koich, the Eibishter gives you more. Yalu Eivikanish. That's behemton shol tzaddik imein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi ta'kol ha'idei. Tzaddik does everything he can, and then there's a psanoinus, Hashem will protect against that oinus. Hashem will kick in. Hashem will only kick in for those that have used up all the koichas that Hashem has given them for what they can do. So Menashe and Ephraim, as we know from Chazal, Menashe and Ephraim represent the Gashmias and the Ruchnias. We know that Menashe was the one in charge of the Gashmias and Mitzrayim. He was a Mishnah Melech, Mishnah Melech of Yosef HaTzadik. And Ephraim was Yosef Elohim and Yaakov Avinu. Ephraim was the... But the emes is that Ephraim needs Menashe. And Menashe needs Ephraim. And it's not just the two brothers need each other. Each one has to be a shtickle of the other. A Menashe has to have Torah. The Torah, main kemach in Torah. The Torah has to have the Gashmis too. They needed each other. But the priority has to be Torah. The priority has to be Torah. If the priority is Torah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu already gives the siyata d'shmaya, that's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu kicks him. But if you don't prioritize, then it's not going to work. Mitoich shechsidim all you like, the Gemara says in Brochus, they used up all their koichas, the Eibishter made, melachto mishtameres, it's shayach to be a Menashe and Ephraim if you use all your koichas. Comes the Pasuk and says, vayosem es Ephraim ufnei Menashe. It's not pshad Ephraim comes before Menashe. It's Menashe himself has to prioritize the Ephraim within himself before the Menashe that's in himself. It's we're talking about Midas. When we're talking about Menashe and Ephraim, when a father gives his son a bracha, he can't say, Yisimcha Lekim Kefraim. Because there has to be Gashmis too. But it should be Yisimcha Lekim Kefraim with Menashe. You'll taka have both. But you prioritize. You're going to put all your koichas for Torah. If you put all your koichas for Torah, even the bitl of Torah that you have to do, will be terasa mishtameres. That's mamish. This whole vault is mamish the Gemara, where the Gemara says, how did the Chassidim Rishonim manage to do anything? They're busy davening 9 hours a day, they're eating, they're learning, terasa nechem mishtameres malach. The Gemara says, mitoch Chassidim are you. They're putting all their koiches, HaKadosh Baruch was already ragli chassid of Yishma. Hashem already sends the extra siyata nishmai. That's the bracha that every father gives his son. Of course it's a world and there's challenges, and there's Ephraim, and you need Menashe too, and you each person needs to... But if you put all your koiches, if you put all your koiches and you prioritize, then you'll already be zeich, everything will be blessed. Terosam is bareches, malachtam is shtemeres. So we're not talking about two people, Ephraim and Menashe. We're talking about two anhogas that every single person taka needs. Okay, it's late, so the first part will have to wait till Shabbos, the esek and